You know, if you have the love of the Lord in your heart, and it fills your heart with His love, then you're not going to hurt Him. See, now that's the greatest deterrent factor you have. Now that's taking the guns away from people, like Manny Jackson. I think he's barking up the wrong tree. Because criminals are going to get guns.
Yeah.
And if they want to kill someone, they're going to get a gun. Mm-hmm. All right? If you and Evelyn had a quarrel and you reached over, the gun was real handy there, then you might do it before, in a fit of anger. But it's just like this fella. Now, there were several of these fellas that shot other people down there and killed them. The prisoners of war I was talking about. They shot each other up on the front line in the foot so they wouldn't come off the line and wouldn't have to face the enemy, which is a lot, just as bad as far as I'm concerned. It's what this man did. But it wasn't premeditated. They couldn't prove it. But it was. They said it was accidental. But it's a strange thing to meet. They shot each other in the foot.
You don't think gun control, I realize criminals will get guns. You know, there's no
doubt. Why take my gun away from me? Why I can't defend myself against a man that wants to do something like this? If I ain't got a gun, I can't defend myself. But if I have a gun in my house, or my car, I can defend myself if he comes in my car. Because I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I don't want to kill anybody. I hope, pray that I didn't kill nobody anymore. But that's a matter of life and death. You know, the greatest law known to anything is law of self-preservation. So you have to take care of yourself.
Well, you...
Don't you?
Yeah, I have a gun, but I was thinking it might cut down on spontaneous violent crime, domestic crime, somewhat. I mean...
Yeah, but it wouldn't cut down on enough for what you're going to lose.
Yeah. Well, I'm not arguing that you should.
I'm not arguing either, but I mean, that's just, I feel that strongly about it.
I was thinking maybe you'd still have things like shotguns and stuff. Sporting guns are adequate protection. Saturday Night Specials, I don't know. Do you think about those?
I don't have a pistol. I was armed with a pistol. I was in the 1st Corps Military Police Company from the United States Army. You know, I don't know whether you knew that or not. They had men that they take out of the different outfits, the artillery, the quartermaster, the infantry, or whatever it is, and put them on MP duty for 3 months, and then put them back to the outfit and get some more. Well, it created an ill feeling among the outfits. Said, "You got our boys, we'll get yours. We'll get able with you when we get MP duty." Well, when they put me in the military police, I didn't like it, but somebody had to do it. But it worked out fine. That's all I did.
Yeah,
but I was armed with a pistol, and long before the outbreak of war, I had live ammunition no one else had. And in fact, when war was actually declared and a state of emergency existed, did you know that military police had their authority was over the civilian?
No.
They did. Sure. We could arrest a civilian just like a civilian, or we could arrest a serviceman. Just like the civilians. And so I was armed with a pistol. And really, I know the danger of a pistol.
Yeah.
And a pistol is a dangerous weapon. I don't even have a pistol. Mm-hmm. I had a little German Luger souvenir, a Jap 25 it was. And it's a nice gun. I let a friend of mine, it's a collector, have it. Because I didn't want it in my house because it didn't have a safety switch on it. And any gun that does not have a safety switch on it, or that don't know what they're doing, a pistol is so much stronger.
Yeah.
You know, an automatic rifle is much more dangerous than a pump rifle.
Do you think some Saturday Night Special law then could be profitable or useful that way?
Well, I don't know.
That's what I'm.
Or, you know what?
Do you think
there's a lot of instruments in your house that you could get your hands on just as readily as you could a gun?
They're not nearly as efficient.
They're more efficient. Did you know a switchblade knife or an ice pick don't snap?
Yeah.
But guns do. And you've heard of a lot of people that got hit with a bullet, ricochet off his badge or something, some kind of clothing, a button on his clothing, stuff like that. So you see, but I don't know as I've ever heard of a knife snapping. It didn't cut if it hit your body someplace.
Yeah.
Well, nice bit.